This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? And I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things going on. Fast and furious, I guess you can say. Let's make some comparisons to how bad it really is out there in News Wonderland. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things, like I said, going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things happening on that agenda as well. We're going to keep on moving forward, with New California State. Like I said, visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. It is Tuesday, so that means there's going to be another grievance that's going to be read. We're actually going to add a state today, Nevada. Nevada is going to be reading, Las Vegas in particular, a little tribute to Cliven Bundy and Judge Navarro, I guess, who has seen the light, sister. Sister Navarro has seen the light about Cliven Bundy. I'm going to be talking to you about that, our good friend Cliven Bundy. And, of course, pay tribute and dedication to Lavoie Finicum and all the things that have gone on there. Anyway, so we've got a lot of things happening here. Judge Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, was selected to be the new nominee by Donald Trump. I was going to say Judge Donald Trump. No, he could be all things, right? Well, there is a, you know, his sister is a district court judge. A lot of people didn't realize that. Donald, and just think about that. I think she's with the 3rd District, which is a big one. And so that's his sister. So it's not like Donald Trump does not know something about judges, superior courts, the legal system, you know, and all that stuff. He's got like the inside word. That's why when, you know, somebody's concerned about whether or not in his education system that he was developing, that a certain judge who was affiliated with La Raza, a racist, bigoted group, in which his allegiance, the judge anyway, is to that group. You can see that that Donald Trump, president, well then nominee, had some inside word and notion about what this racist, bigoted judge was all about. Being with La Raza, of course. You get my drift? Anyway, so he has some inside word and inside knowledge about what is really truly going on in the court system. That's why he selected Brett Kavanaugh. Now, I'm a little torn betwixt bothered and bewildered. A little bit, I have to say that. And I guess everybody else is too. Doesn't matter if you're right, left, indifferent, upside, downside. Doesn't really matter about Kavanaugh. He seems to be everybody's non-choice or choice. I just see this is the mind of Donald Trump. Get you thinking, right? Kind of hit you upside the head and get you thinking. Which is what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, man. 215-867-8255 is the Red State Talk Radio call-in line. And that is the number. I just thought I'd get that out to you. We're not going to be opening up the lines right now, but maybe a little bit later on in this hour, actually. Certainly in the third hour, we'll have the lines open for you. And that's 215-867-8255. All right, so this Kavanaugh guy. Other things coming out of California. The judge in the case of the sanctuary state status has, in fact, thrown it out. That's what he did yesterday afternoon. And that was expected, not unexpected. It was expected. So this is, you know, he's, again, a California judge. And if you come from the California, San Francisco elite, doesn't matter if you're Republican, whatever, you came from that system. And it is a one-class system in. Doesn't matter if you claim to be a Republican, you're nominated by a Republican, you're still part of that cabal, if you will, the judicial cabal that comes out of San Francisco and the schools around there, the law schools of a certain persuasion, if you will. They do not discriminate. That's why it's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is always overturned. Because it's so liberal, and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or whatever sitting on a court out there, you're liberal, and you just kind of go along to get along. Kind of like the monoparty system, I might add, right? Like we have out here in California. So anyway, that's just part of the rubs that are going on right now. So please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll have a lot of things going on about the newcaliforniastate.com business and all the things that are happening with New California because it is absolutely rocking. We are rocking. We're going to be meeting on the 21st, which is just really 10 days, I think, from now, right? Something like that, 10 days, in Harris Ranch, California, in Coalinga, California. And we're going to be having our first constitutional convention. This is the first time this has happened since 1879 in California, and also the first time for a state formation that has happened since 1861. Yeah. So it's pretty significant, historically significant. We're getting people responding all around the state on this, which is really kind of nice. So go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and go to the events, and you can check out all the details about that. Okay, so Kavanaugh is the selection. Kavanaugh is the selection. And everybody's, I guess you can say, this is kind of interesting, but as I go to New California website, if I can get there, New California website, which I'm here, don't worry. The left has gone absolutely apoplectic. I'm going to run down some of the Today Show headlines for the 10th. President's court pick to cement conservative majority. No doubt about that. Kavanaugh judges must interpret, not make law. And he has a long D.C. history, gives Senate much to review. Pop-up protest. This is the salient point. This is the salient point. Pop-up protests. Liberal meltdown erupts. ABC News blasts controversial nominee before announced. Blast him. Yeah, there you go. Fox News host cancels live show over volatile protest. I felt threatened. I see. Protesters confront McConnell. We got that one yesterday. We tagged on to that one a little bit later on in the show yesterday as that one came out. So, that's just a little bit of what's going on here with Mr. Kavanaugh. And this was kind of an interesting announcement that he made. We're going to get into the audio portion of this and his announcement in the next segment because we're running out of time right now on this one. And when we come back, we'll pull up Donald Trump's announcement of Mr. Kavanaugh to be the nominee to fill Anthony Kennedy's spot on the Supreme Court. An interesting kind of guy, has some Bush background. Apparently, he's pro-gun, pro-semi-automatic weapon gun, AR-15 variety pro-gun. Now, that's something to be considered now, isn't it? Now, what's going to happen with all these Second Amendment issues in California? I just have to say this because, you know, this is what they're trying to do is disarm America. And the way you do that is attack the Second Amendment. I mean, it's just a never-ending stream of vitriol and hatred towards the Second Amendment. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. And also your right to voice. You have a right to voice. RIGHT, the number 2, and VOICE, the replacement for Facebook. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
8.
Okay, we're back now on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be chiming in right now to President Trump. And yesterday at 6:02 p.m. Pacific time, when I was listening to it, and the announcement by the president, which is kind of cool. Anyway, I'm really glad that the announcement came out and everybody went apoplectic and went crazy. On the other side. And they did. Instantaneous, you know. This is the thing about you have these pop-up protests. What's the word for it when they have all the people meet by phone and flash? Flash mob. Flash protest. Must be George Soros inspired, of course. Flash protest. So everybody's going nuts. Especially Pocahontas. We'll get to Pocahontas in a minute. You know, Pocahontas is. She's the one who's looking for a genetics test. Or we're looking for one for her. Anyway, this is President Trump.
Tonight I speak to you from the East Room of the White House regarding one of the most profound responsibility of the President of the United States, and that is the selection of a Supreme Court justice. I've often heard that, other than matters of war and peace, this is the most important decision a president will make. The Supreme Court is entrusted with the safeguarding of the crown jewel of our republic, the Constitution of the United States. 12 days ago, Justice Anthony Kennedy informed me of his decision to take senior status on the Supreme Court, opening a new vacancy. For more than 4 decades, Justice Kennedy served our nation with incredible passion and devotion. I'd like to thank Justice Kennedy for a lifetime of distinguished service. In a few moments, I will announce my selection for Justice Kennedy's replacement. This is the second time I have been faced with this task. Last year, I nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch to replace the late, great Justice Antonin Scalia. I chose Justice Gorsuch because I knew that he, just like Justice Scalia, would be a faithful servant of our Constitution. We are honored to be joined tonight by Justice Scalia's beloved wife, Maureen. Maureen? Thank you, Mayor. Both Justice Kennedy and Justice Scalia were appointed by a president who understood that the best defense of our liberty and a judicial branch immune from political prejudice were judges that apply the Constitution as written. That president happened to be Ronald Reagan. For this evening's announcement, we are joined by Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese. Ed? And Ed, I speak for everyone. Thank you for everything you've done to protect our nation's great legal heritage. In keeping with President Reagan's legacy, I do not ask about a nominee's personal opinions. What matters is not a judge's political views, but whether they can set aside those views to do what the law and the Constitution require. I am pleased to say that I have found, without doubt, such a person. Tonight, it is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I know the people in this room very well. They do not stand and give applause like that very often. So they have some respect. And Brett's wife, Ashley, and their two daughters, Margaret and Liza, have joined us on the podium. And thank you and congratulations to you as a family. Thank you. Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. A graduate of Yale College and Yale Law School, Judge Kavanaugh currently teaches at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. Throughout legal circles, he is considered a judge's judge, a true thought leader among his peers. He is a brilliant jurist with a clear and effective writing style, universally regarded as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of our time. And just like Justice Gorsuch, he excelled as a clerk for Justice Kennedy. That's great. Thank you. Yeah. Judge Kavanaugh has devoted his life to public service. For the last 12 years, he has served as a judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals with great distinction, authoring over 300 opinions which have been widely admired for their skill, insight, and rigorous adherence to the law. Among those opinions are more than a dozen that the Supreme Court has adopted as the law of the land. Beyond his great renown as a judge, he is active in his community. He coaches CYO basketball, serves meals to needy families, and, having learned from his mom, who is a school teacher in D.C., tutors children at local elementary schools. There is no one in America more qualified for this position and no one more deserving. I want to thank the senators on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, for their consultation and advice during the selection process. This incredibly qualified nominee deserves a swift confirmation and robust bipartisan support. The rule of law is our nation's proud heritage. It is the cornerstone of our freedom. It is what guarantees equal justice. And the Senate now has the chance to protect.
We're going to come back to this following the break, because Donald Trump has a great deal to say about this candidate for the Supreme Court. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
President's attorney, the chief counsel for the American Center of Law and Justice. Besides making a call, a president to send American troops into harm's way, this is now the most important decision a sitting president can make. For now, the second time in less than 2 years, President Trump has selected a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. And just moments ago, the president picked Judge Brett Kavanaugh to replace the outgoing Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Of course, this was not a surprise. In an unprecedented move, Judge Kavanaugh was selected from a previously released list of 25 originalist justices, making this just one more example of how this president is the most transparent president in history and also keeping a clear promise to the American people. Now, clearly, this was not a decision that the president took lightly. Now, President Trump, in many ways, there's political aspects to this, and he had to thread a political needle. And by the way, he has to think about senators like Collins and Murkowski. And then on the other side, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Rand Paul of Kentucky. In other words, pick a judge with a very narrow margin in the U.S. Senate who could also successfully maneuver through a confirmation hearing and garner the votes from a majority of senators. Without a doubt, Justice Kavanaugh is an extremely qualified candidate. Educated at Yale, Kavanaugh clerked under Justice Anthony Kennedy, just like Neil Gorsuch. In the 1990s, he served as an associate counsel for Ken Starr. That, of course, during the investigation into then-President Bill Clinton. During that time, it was interesting, Kavanaugh did push a controversial opinion that Bill Clinton had, in fact, obstructed justice by sometimes making false public statements or sending surrogates out to do such about Starr's investigation. Judge Kavanaugh, in a very interesting piece that he talked about in 2009, he did change course. And he publicly changed his opinion on the issue of obstruction in what was a very powerful article that was in the Minnesota Law Review. We'll go over that in more detail. In 2006, he was appointed by George W. Bush to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, where he amassed a lengthy record of very key, important decisions. It's considered one of the most important courts in the land, including multiple opinions against the overreach of then-President Obama's EPA, other opinions that, in fact, bolstered our Second Amendment rights. One point of concern was Judge Kavanaugh's mixed track record on one issue, Obamacare. But after years on the D.C. Court of Appeals, what is his originalist and constitutionalist track record is fairly extensive and fairly robust. And by the way, to all you never Trumpers out there all across America, you tried so hard to prevent a Trump presidency. Are you happy tonight at all? Can you admit you were wrong at all? Are you happy about, let's see, tax cuts, promises made, promises kept? Are you happy that this was not Hillary Clinton tonight appointing a judicial activist, a left-wing activist to the Supreme Court? Are you happy you don't have two radical judges on the Supreme Court? Would you rather have Hillary Rodham Clinton making this selection tonight? Now, in moments, we're going to give more analysis of Judge Kavanaugh. It is also important to review the extreme measures that the left in America will take in order to malign, besmirch, destroy the reputation of Judge Kavanaugh and also his family that you saw tonight. It's a story as old as time. For decades, every single solitary nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court by a Republican president has been met with the same destructive tactics from the Democratic Party. Now, regardless of who was nominated, regardless of what their qualifications, regardless of their track record, even an adherence to the U.S. Constitution, the foundation of our laws in this, of course, republic that we live in, a constitutional republic, you have the left, you have Democrats and their friends in the media, that their echo chamber, always conducting what is a malicious campaign to impugn the character of good people, the track record of good people, frankly, anybody that President Trump would have nominated to the Supreme Court. The language gets downright apocalyptic, and this time is no different. Let's just go back. Let's take a look at how the left was treating President Trump's nomination before the announcement tonight. It is really bordering on insanity. Watch this.
You just have to remember how extensive the conservative agenda is here for the Supreme Court. It's not just rolling back abortion rights. It's not just rolling back gay rights. It's not just eliminating affirmative action. It's not just expanding the death penalty.
I've never recall a previous president outsourcing at least the initial selection process to an outside interest group the way that this president has to the Federalist Society.
A woman's freedom to make sensitive health care decisions hang in the balance with this nominee. It is near impossible to imagine that President Trump would select a nominee who isn't hostile to our health care law and health care for millions and millions and millions of Americans, who isn't hostile to a woman's freedom to make her own health care decisions.
For the president, it's going to be all about the personal connection, who he feels comfortable with in the moment.
So you're saying he's going to pick the man? The white man.
So as R.E.M. once put it, the end of the world as we know it.
I've never seen a president of the United States, in effect, make himself a puppet of outside groups and choose from a group of right-wing fringe ideologues.
I frankly don't even think we should be considering this nominee.
Now, none of this rhetoric is surprising at all. None of it's new. One of the most notable smear campaigns from the Democrats took place in the 1980s during Ronald Reagan's nomination of an originalist, an intellectual, to the Supreme Court. His name was Judge Robert Bork. And by the way, he was never confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, in large part because of what was lying and fear-mongering and just, frankly, smear.
Yeah, he got borked. Borked was borked. I remember that vividly. And Hannity really does a fine job, especially when it comes to whatever Trump, in terms of needs to be protected. And I saw that in 2016 at the in Washington D.C. at CPAC. It was pretty incredible, actually, by Sean Hannity and his protection of President Trump, because everybody was bashing the Never Trumpers, who, by the way, a lot of them were the young. I guess you would say the young lions and lionesses of Fox, the Fox News contributors at the time. Boy, they were up on stage just blasting Donald Trump. This is before the election. This is when the debates were actually happening. In fact, the debate in Detroit was the debate that night that was actually going to happen, that we were in the theater listening to all these Fox News contributors who were Never Trumpers. Absolutely. There's a whole cadre of them there. All I think, you know, Glenn Beck and all those guys, they were just denouncing and trashing Trump. And Sean Hannity walked into a hall, literally about 10,000 people, and just brought the house down. But was very, very positive about the president, but he was very, very positive about unification. But everybody else came out, and the Never Trumpers just denounced him just as vehemently as the Never Trumpers, or the Never, I guess you would say, Borkers, back in Judge Bork's attempt at becoming a Supreme Court justice in the 80s, nominated by Ronald Reagan. And, of course, Clarence Thomas, that whole thing with pubic hairs on soda cans. I mean, that you got to remember that. That was back in the day, too. So the left was apoplectic then. They're apoplectic now. We're going to see the same old, like everybody says, the same old smear campaigns. It's very, very difficult to do that with this particular judge. I have a lot of reservations about this judge for a lot of different reasons myself, and that's why I say at the very beginning of this, when we were talking, this guy, you know, there's things you like, you don't like. I mean, on the whole, of course, I'm not going to complain about a conservative coming up on the bench. There's no question about it. I mean, we're light years away from, in my opinion, any denunciation of this guy as a candidate. He is the candidate by the president, and I respect that, and I would support it. I do have reservations about some of the aspects of it, but those, you know, I think I can get over. Anyway, so, but we have a bigger problem coming up, and that problem is, of course, what is the left going to do to try and prevent this, and how are people going to vote on the Republican side? That's the key question. How are they going to vote on the Republican? Any way you look at it, we're winning, 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 winning. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. And right to voice. You have a right to voice. And this is, you know, you need to kind of pay attention to what's going on with the censorship business, you know, about your social media. If you want social media, enjoy social media. I enjoy social media. But you want to not be censored. That's the key thing. Do not be censored. No one likes that. And, of course, what's happening right now, it's kind of interesting, is that the left is going crazy, and especially people like Mr. Zuckerberg. Mr. Zuckerberg, who, of course, is, I guess you can say he's a, well, he's an elitist. There's no question about that. A multimillionaire who has been selling out our data to private concerns and making billions of dollars off of our data. That's why Right to Voice came about. RIGHT, the number 2, voice, voice.com, as an alternative to Facebook. Visit Right to Voice, RIGHT, the number 2, voice.com, and hook yourself up with the new wave that conservatives can feel comfortable with, that they will not be censored for their conservative thought. We don't like censorship. We all have these spats where we don't like what we're hearing in the media. But, you know, we have a First Amendment right, a God-given right, to be able to express ourselves and use our voice. Anyway, righttovoice.com. Okay, so we've got this whole thing going on with Donald Trump making his selections. I think that's going to be the big news story that's going on right now. And, of course, the left is going to be going nuts. They're going to be doing all kinds of wacko, crazy things, being absolutely uncivilized in their whole approach as they go through the Senate hearings. And, the media itself in general, and I'm talking about the real left wing out there, I have never really, and I just keep saying this, I want to keep emphasizing this, but I have never in my life seen the extreme measures and notions of the air broadcast. I call them the air broadcast because they have all these air broadcast affiliates. Back in the day when we had antennas on our roofs and antennas on our TVs or rabbit ears and things like that, the news was, you know, they have networks of news stations and so on, and everything was broadcast off of a transmitter and received by antennas at your house. Forget this cable business. I mean, you know, think about it. Even today, air broadcast transmissions in satellite feeds are really kind of the way to go. This cable business in the ground running cables, you know, millions and millions and millions of miles of cable around the world and stuff, you know, it both have their advantage. I guess that's really what I'm trying to say. But back in the day when we had just air broadcast channels around, no cable like we know it today, no satellite feeds like we know, the news was fed to us by three major networks. It really, and even back before that, I can remember black and white TVs. I can remember the first color TV that we got. Boy, we were all excited. Big, huge, honking thing. But I can remember that. But the idea of sending something through a satellite, I mean, listen, I grew up during the age of Sputnik. That'll tell you how. I can remember everything about Sputnik. In fact, my uncle, kind of interesting side little story here, my uncle created in Pennsylvania, he created a receiver that could actually pick up the pinging sounds from Sputnik. He was involved with the electronics business, and it was kind of an interesting story. Sputnik was launched by the Soviets, and it was sending back a signal. And we in the United States, for whatever reason, couldn't pick up the signal. We knew there was a signal out there, but my uncle managed to create a device, a dish of sorts, that could actually pick up the signal from Sputnik. And Sputnik, I can remember distinctly. I mean, they made we had all kinds of raging things. I mean, used to make Sputnik Christmas decorations, believe it or not. Blow up a balloon and then take some starch, listen to this, starch string, and string it around the balloon and then pop it, and you had like a, let it dry and then pop it, and you had this like globe thing. And we call them Sputniks, believe it or not. That's the 50s, right? So anyway, lo and behold, somebody at the news agency there in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania, picks up on this notion about what my uncle was doing, and they run a newspaper article. The very next day, some very nice, polite men in dark suits show up at the door. Give us the dish. And they took it from them. That's how fast things work. Obviously, you know, he turned over what was going on. He cooperated with the federal government. But that's how they found out about Sputnik, was through my uncle, believe it or not. And there's actually, in some museum someplace back there, back east, there's a, his devices are actually, he did that, and also seismographs. But that, just a little space-age business. But my point is that broadcasting over air is still a very, very effective way. Most people get their radio programming through air broadcast. But the history of where we're at now with cable and so on, the early news broadcast, you know, you didn't, there was a lot of, they were left-wing. I think everybody kind of understood that. But it wasn't so absolutely egregiously left and distorted like it is now. And that's my point. I mean, these people have really lost. You heard this little diatribe that was going on with Hannity before. And this is why I bring it up today, because I think we have to continue to have some perspective that at one time the left wasn't so radicalized. And that's my biggest point here. The left is so radicalized in their presentation of their, they just don't even hide it anymore. And, you know, back in the day, if you were a communist, you hid it. Of course, now you have communist politicians all over the place. California, case in point, right? These are totalitarian monsters. Maxine Waters, anyone? I mean, this form of extreme radicalization of our political system is of concern, and our media system. This extremist radicalization that we're seeing at some point is going to have to come to a head and stop. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Time. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Right to voice. Do you want to have a more honest media? The left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center has partnered with Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Twitter to determine what conservative groups are hate groups and what news and information is hate speech. Do you want left-wing organizations to determine what you read and say? Well, then try righttovoice.com. That's right, R-I-G-H-T, the number two, V-O-I-C-E.com. You won't, and you don't need to be pushed onto an agenda by other people. You have your own agenda, and you have a right to voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number two, V-O-I-C-E.com. For your new social media network. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. You got a lot of things coming up. We're going to be hearing from, actually, Las Vegas, Nevada, in the third hour, just to sort of keep you up to breath what's going on. We got a lot of other news and information coming your way in the second hour. So stay with us here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and check out what's going on at the convention the Constitutional Convention of California. It's going to be an interesting time. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.